Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about, well, bio stuff. This might be a multi-subject Friday, but let's see how it goes. We start with Nature Magazine for April 2024, page 43. Anti-aging antibodies revive the immune system. Now, they go into it. They developed some antibodies that target your oldest stem cells. So your stem cells constantly replicating, their telomeres get shorter and they start developing errors just like the rest of your cells. But their system is slower at doing that than most of your cells. Well, if you can get rid of the old cells first, then you've just got essentially younger bone marrow cells, which make your immune system. So your immune system is reset to a younger immune system. Well, that'll get rid of a lot of cancers. That'll get rid of arthritis and a whole bunch of other age-related things. And then, I've talked about this many times before, you then take the correct chemicals or blood plasma from a young animal that then takes away your old adult cells, so your stem cells, which are younger now, or the youngest of your cells, replace them so that you extend your life even more, so you become much younger in the long term. So, we have an anti-aging thing going on. They're doing the initial research. We're talking years before it comes out. Of course, there are ways around that if you want to experiment on yourself. We'll go into those another day, possibly. We're going to go on to another article from Nature Magazine, 28 March 2024, page 710. First transplant of pig liver into a person. So, they have been breeding and genetically altering pigs for years now. They're trying to get rid of all their antigens so that you won't reject the tissue. So you end up with a liver that your body doesn't recognize as foreign. So no anti-rejection drugs will be needed, currently needed, but we're hoping in the future they won't be. And then this new liver can replace your old, dying or dead liver. It's a great way to extend people's lives. Now, it's not as good as you building your own liver from your own cells, but it's a good step, a good stopgap system. And for now, that seems to be the way that we're going. Now, there's money to be made in that system. Using your own cells to cure your own body, probably a lot less money to be made. So, which way are we actually going to go? The one that works better or the one that makes the doctors more money? You be the judge. All right. Next one comes from Nature Magazine, 7 December 2023. Page 164, organ aging signals in the plasma proteome track health and disease. All right, in your plasma, there are certain proteins that signal how old you are. Well, they're looking at those and being able to tell how old you are, and they can track disease and, because various diseases are going to leave certain chemical signatures behind. So instead of, doing the doctor thing and checking for, swabs on your nose and your ears and whatnot, they can take some of your blood plasma and check it. Oh, you've got this disease, you've been exposed to this, that kind of thing. Well, that's a good advancement. and that's a kind of an old article for me, but we're headed in the right direction. And that's it, I think, on the biological front. So they were all from Nature magazine. I recently became a subscriber to Nature magazine. It is very in-depth, very hard to read. If you've got a bachelor's degree or a doctorate in biology, you'll be able to read most of the magazine. But it also covers a lot of other subjects besides biology. So it's in-depth, and it's worth reading. And if you go into the articles, like the anti-aging stuff, it gives you the chemicals and the formulas that they were working with that may reverse aging in your bone marrow. Well, you can take that and look it up, and there are chemical supply companies that supply those chemicals to research organizations. You need a business and a website and a business address in order to order those chemicals. They just won't sell it to anybody. But once you have those things going and you can get the chemicals, then you can experiment on yourself. Of course, your primary goal has to be, legally at least, to experiment on animals. So get some old dogs and see if you can make the old dogs younger. And if you can, well, it might translate into making you younger. And it's at least a goal worth having. So I encourage you to get some websites and whatnot going and see how it works. And if it works for you, let me know. And I might want to become an investor. And of course, investors would be covered by the same umbrella and could treat themselves. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.